Well, today we are graced to celebrate the great archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Then we'll celebrate the feast of the guardian angels, and also then on Friday, the feast day of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. And when we think of Saint Thérèse on Friday, we will think of her as the little flower, one who in her life embodies what it truly is to be in relationship with God, with the angels, and with one another. But for today, we think of these great angels, angels who are in the everlasting service of God. And as we think about the three great archangels, we want to think about who they are and what their names represent. Michael, his name means who is like God. And of course, it has one clear answer. No one is like God. The name Gabriel means the one who is the great God of power. Or we could say that the name Gabriel means my power is God. And think about that in relation to Our Lady, to whom, of course, Gabriel appears. The place we see Gabriel most often is, of course, in the Gospel of according to St. Luke. And when we think about my power is God, each of those characters, each of those people to whom Gabriel appears in St. Luke's Gospel understand that, particularly Our Lady, when she says, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And then, of course, there is Raphael. The name means God heals. And the only place we see Raphael is in the Old Testament, in that beautiful book called the Book of Tobit, where he, unbeknownst to Tobias, accompanies this man through many challenges and difficulties. And at the end of the Book of Tobit, we see a threefold healing that is brought about by Raphael. Tobias marries Sarah, Tobit's blindness is healed, and there is a restoration of the family fortune. And so this is the beautiful thing about these archangels. They help us to understand a couple of things. That we are on a journey through this life, but in the end, all will be healed. We are on a journey through this life, but in the end, all will be healed. In the book of Hebrews, a question is asked as to what is the role of the angels. And the word angel has to do with their function. All of these beings are spirits, but the angels are those who have a particular relationship to you and to me. And in the letter to the Hebrews, listen to what it says about their function. Are they not all ministering spirits sent for service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? Let me read that again. Are they not all ministering spirits sent for service for the sake of those who shall inherit salvation? So angel, the very name angel, means ministering spirit. And who are they ministering to? To us, because we are the ones, according to Hebrews, who will inherit salvation. In that reading from the book of Revelation that Judy did this morning, it's very clear that they are ministering spirits sent to serve us. But here's the other thing we have to remember, as I referred to at the beginning of the Mass today. There are also pure spirits that are demonic. And if the angels are there to serve us, the demons are there to destroy us. And we know from earlier in the book of Revelation where there is this symbol of the dragon using his tail and a third of the stars falling from heaven. This represents a third of these pure spirits. A third of the spirits fell from heaven, and we now call them demons. And if the spirits that are angelic want to ensure our salvation, the demons want to bring about our damnation. And if we think right back to the book of Genesis, this is clearly stated there, where the serpent asks of the woman, did God really say? The demonic is always wanting to plant doubts. The demonic is always wanting to bring about a disobedience, that rather than our trusting God, we will be seduced by their attraction and by their accusation. Because this is, my beloved, what we have to understand. The demons, as I said, are pure spirits, and they hate the incarnation. They hate the fact that you and I have both body and spirit. And indeed, as it says in the book of Revelation, the devil and his demons are the deceivers of the whole world. Over in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he speaks about the devil this way. He is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons and daughters of disobedience. Now, isn't that interesting? That if the devil is the spirit at work in those who are disobedient, the archangels, Raphael, Gabriel, and Michael, are at work in those who are attaining salvation. That is, those who are seeking to be obedient. And so this is what we want to take away from this wonderful feast day. We live in a world where we are always invited as people of faith to follow Jesus Christ and to hearken to his voice and word, as these ministering spirits always do. However, we have to also remember that we are living in a world where there is a war waged within every human soul. The devil is tempting us to ask the question, who is like God? By saying, we are, and we can therefore overthrow him and his kingdom. And yet the scripture makes it very clear that the devil knows that his time is short, that he cannot win. Contrast that with the angels, who of course, when asked the question, who is like God, would say, no one is like God. And the song of the people of faith, the song of those who follow in the way of the Lord, is beautifully expressed in part of our reading from Revelation. Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our comrades has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before God. So although that accusation still happens, the accuser has been thrown down. And what does that mean? Well, it means that you and I can be more and more like Nathanael. What did our Lord say about Nathanael? There was nothing false in him. He was not deceitful. The exact opposite of the devil and his demons, who are always deceitful. And as I said at the beginning, so I will conclude, it's so timely that this feast day is joined so closely to the feast day of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, a woman who died of tuberculosis at the age of 24. But what we see in St. Thérèse is what we see in Nathanael. Men and women who are true, authentic, without guile, without deceit, those who seek to trust in the ministering spirits, what we call the holy angels, who are helping us to attain salvation. My beloved brothers and sisters, may we be inspired this day to call upon Michael the Archangel, Saint Gabriel, and Saint Raphael, and know the might of God, the healing of God, because, as Michael reminds us, there is no one like God. Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, pray for us.